Right of the net trickles to Marchand. Right of the net, Bergeron. He scores!
All right, Bergie. When you first started playing, and I'm sure that you were sitting on the bench and you saw a number of different guys, whether it was on the Bruins or for other teams, celebrating their 1,000th National Hockey League game, what was your reaction watching those players going through with ceremony?
I thought it was always special. You know, it was always one of those moments that you were amazed to see, you know, I guess, the longevity and the amount of games they've played, and especially when you realize that I was, you know, back then maybe I was 100 or 200 games, and I knew I had a long way to go. So, you know, I was impressed by that, and it also meant that that player was aging. So I guess I'm in that position now.
There have only been... Well, you're going to hit the mark, but there have only been 331 NHLers to ever play 1,000 games. So what does it take to actually get to that number?
Well, I think first and foremost probably hard work and consistency. You know, I think hard work is probably the one thing that comes to mind, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and during those down period and at times where you're things are not going your way, you gotta pull out of it and get stronger and make you a better player, a better person. So hard work is definitely I think the biggest key to this whole thing.
In addition to that, though, and you're a legend in these parts, especially for what you went through in 2013 during the playoffs, how many injuries have you had to play through to get to this point?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot of that as well. You know, obviously we're all in the same position. We play a hard and physical game, and you know, you're going to get some bumps and bruises and days that you're not feeling your best or, you know, sick. But, you know, there's a lot of those moments. But, you know, I think it's also the culture that you're around and the players and the teammates that you're with. There's always that sense that you don't want to let anyone down, and especially not your teammates. And that's what kind of makes you... pull through and find a way to play in those circumstances.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Fleet Center, where tonight the Bruins open the NHL season as they host the defending Stanley Cup champion New Jersey Devils.
Up front, a couple of new faces. One guy in particular, one guy playing his first NHL game tonight, and that is Patrice Bergeron.
I want to go back to October 8th, 2003. Mm-hmm. How vivid is that first game?
Still pretty vivid. I mean, to me, the what's... stands out the most is probably the, you know, we're facing the New Jersey Devils, and at that time, those years, they had some very successful years and winning Stanley Cups and whatnot. So, you know, playing Martin Brodeur and Scott Niedermeyer and Scott Stevens and Gomez, yeah, I can go on. It was pretty intimidating, but also nerve-wracking and great at the same time. You know, it was all put together. You know, it was awesome. It was a great feeling, and you know, obviously I had a lot of butterflies and emotions going through, but I enjoyed it, and it was a special moment.
How close is that guy who played at 18 that year to the guy that I'm sitting here talking to now?
I think I've grown a lot, and I've matured, obviously. You're 18 years old, and you're still learning so much, and just about life in general, and not even... hockey, so you're kind of thrown into the adult life very fast and quickly, and you have to kind of figure things out on your own. And I was lucky to have some mentors and some a guy like Martin Lapointe my first year that he's also a French-Canadian and kind of took me under his wing and helped me a lot with you know, dealing with the language barrier and the life on your own, and you know, it was an eye-opener. It was definitely but I think I've matured a lot. I've grown, I've gained some experience. I can share that with the young guys now.
In addition to Marty Lapointe, who were some of the other guys that had an impact on you?
You look back, I feel like every year there was someone that was helpful and helped me along the way that, you know, I've learned from and whatnot. But, you know, obviously I had a great relationship with Brad Boys, and obviously Mark Recchi, when he came in, was a huge influence on me and to becoming a better leader and to grow that aspect of my game and myself. And obviously, Brad Marchand, who has had a great influence, obviously, on the ice, and I think we've become friends, and, you know, it's a special bond that way. So it's been, you know, there's a lot of guys that now I can't forget the big man, obviously, the captain I've been with for so long. So there's so many guys, and it's hard to start doing that because then you feel like you're forgetting someone. But it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great ride, and to me, it's always the friendships that I've acquired over the years. That's the most important.
Bergeron to the left circle. Bergeron, and he scores! That's a hat trick for Patrice Bergeron and a 6-0 lead.
KeithCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.